Hey everyone, welcome to Kicking with Kipes. I'm Kipes, and today is January the 1st, 2025. I can't believe I said it right, my first go. But here we are, brand new year, but it's the same old NHL, and we are here to cover the one game tonight. And it is also Wiener Wednesday, so let's get right into it. For Wiener Wednesday, we have the one and the only Wiener Charlie. This week's Wiener of the Week will be going to the Chicago Blackhawks. The reason I am picking Chicago this week is because they are a dreadful NHL team. They can't even put a good game together for the Winter Classic outdoor in their own city for the home fans. 41,000 fans were at that game, and it was the St. Louis Blues show the entire time. The Blackhawks, their record is 12-24-2. Absolutely dreadful. Oh, your breath stinks, dude. This was the Blackhawks' fifth straight loss in the outdoor game, and they dropped to 0 wins and 5 losses at all outdoor games that they have participated in. So no matter what, these fans, these Blackhawks fans, they travel either to their home stadium or to other stadiums, and they absolutely stink for their fans who pay good dollars to go to those outdoor games. This is even the second time that the Blackhawks have had a game at Wrigley Field and absolutely laid an egg. So it's just been all disappointment for the Chicago Blackhawks lately. The Blackhawks fans, they weren't even really given much time to celebrate in this outdoor game the other day. The Blues, they were on the board within 100 seconds, just proving the fact that they are absolutely dreadful right now. They've got to give their fans something to cheer about because there is nothing else good going for them right now. So, Chicago Blackhawks, you are the Wiener of the Week, and just give your fans something to cheer about, please. Just a quick side note of the Winter Classic, the St. Louis Blues absolutely did let a beatdown on the Chicago Blackhawks, winning 6-2. Just horrible performance, like I just mentioned, by the Chicago Blackhawks. But as some of you guys might know, but for those who might be new, I don't know who is, I am a huge jersey fan. I've so far worn a different jersey for every one of my recap videos. This is the one I'm wearing today. This is my old ball hockey jersey, but I never got to wear it because of the C word that we never mentioned, COVID. That happened, so I never got to wear this in an actual game, but it's still pretty cool. And it's also very fitting because the LA Kings were the only game of the night tonight. But on the subject of jerseys, I just wanted to see, I'll put a picture right now up of the two jerseys that were played in the Winter Classic. That's the fun thing about these outdoor games, is the new release of different jerseys, and just to see what teams can do that are a little different. But Chicago has been in a ton of outdoor games before. Some of their jerseys have been kind of boring, but I gotta be honest, I really liked the Chicago Blackhawks jersey. It's different, and it's also very simple at the same time. Just a couple stripes across the chest with the old Blackhawks logo. I really like this. The red is really nice. The St. Louis Blues, I found to be extremely boring. Their helmet was really nice because they came out with a different style of helmet for this game, a different logo on it. Just the cream colored jersey with the yellow and the blue and just the word St. Louis across, I just found to be very boring and very plain. Some people might like very boring and very plain for an outdoor game, but try to do something a bit more exciting, in my opinion. So let me know in the comments which jersey you like better from this year's outdoor game. All right, let's get into the one game that we had today. It was the LA Kings at home against the New Jersey Devils, where the LA Kings, they won 3-0. It was a night of threes for the LA Kings and Darcy Kemper tonight. They won 3-0. Kemper, he made 33 saves for the shutout, and it was his 33rd shutout of his career. So just a fun little quirky stat that came out of this game. This was Kemper's second shutout of the season, so he's having a very good season in his first season with the LA Kings after getting traded from the Washington Capitals. The LA Kings, they desperately needed the Christmas break, and it's very evident now because this was their third win since the Christmas break, and they are 11-2-2 in their past 15 games. So yeah, they were kind of slow leading up to the Christmas break, but come on, they were still getting points. They were still doing good, but they weren't the Kings that we expect the Kings to be nowadays. And this 11-2-2 in your last 15 is absolutely outstanding. And they are just proving to us once again that they are this elite NHL team that we all thought that they were. Another really bright spot for the LA Kings in this game, Andre Lee. He scores his first ever career NHL goal. Congratulations to you, Andre. Absolutely amazing accomplishment. The LA Kings, they are now 22-10-5, just having an absolutely amazing season so far. They have now won 8 straight in their home building, Crypto.com Arena. Very stupid name if you ask me, but winning 8 games in a row. They have now tied or beaten a franchise record for how many straight games in a row that they have won at home. So they are just doing so good right now. And they look confident on the ice. Their passing is so crisp right now, and it's just all coming together for them at this moment. The two other goal scorers for the LA Kings tonight, Quinton Byfield, he is definitely catching his stride of his season right now. He started off extremely slow, but lately he has been extremely hot. His goal came just over halfway through the second period, where he came out of the box, skated on the left-hand side, put it past Allen. Great effort, great goal. Adrian Kempe, he got the empty netter, put the game out of question for the New Jersey Devils to even try to come back in this game. Mikey Anderson, he also had 2 assists in this game. I haven't heard too much about him this season, so he's having a bit of a quiet year, but he is still that depth forward that the LA Kings just crave and they cherish, I should say. And because those kind of players you just don't get every day. Not much to talk about with the New Jersey Devils, as they didn't do squat. Jake Allen was the only one that really did anything, but he made 21 saves in the losing effort. The Devils, they're still having a very good season. They are now 24-14-3, but they have lost 3 straight in a row in regulation, which is the first time all season that they have done so. So Sheldon Keefe, he better get this team back in the right frame of mind, or else it could get dirty and ugly very quickly. So the LA Kings, they win 3-0 at home, extending their home winning streak to 8 games in a row over the New Jersey Devils today. All right, that's it for this video. We had Wiener Wednesday, we had the LA Kings and the New Jersey Devils, but that is it for the first video of the year. Happy New Year to you all. Thank you so much for watching this video. It means the world to me. Thank you for all the support on all the social medias as of now. Can't wait to see what we do in this new year. Come back tomorrow, where we have a bunch of games to cover, and I'll see you there. Have a great night.